by simple jealousy over his friend's love affair. He had already lost one friend, Fred Barnheim, to a woman. Perhaps the thought of losing another under the same circumstance was just too much for him at that point. Ferguson himself noted the deep glares that Robert kept darting theatrically at her. Francis Keeley. How easy it was for him to act the violent lover. How I know the feeling from experience. Despite the choking incident, Ferguson stood by his friend. Indeed, he may even have felt some guilt since he had been forewarned in a letter by none other than Herbert Smith, who knew Robert's vulnerabilities all too well. I've a notion, by the way, that your ability to show Robert about should be exercised with great tact rather than in royal profusion. Your 2 years' start and social adaptivity are likely to make him despair, and instead of flying at your throat, as I remember your being ready to do for George What's-His-Name, when you were similarly awed by him, I'm afraid he'd merely cease to think his own life worth living. Smith's letter raises the question of whether Ferguson, an aspiring writer, may have conflated his own experience with George and Oppenheimer's behavior. But Robert would apologize in a manner that makes Ferguson's story credible. Ferguson understood that his friend had a neurotic streak, but he also thought he could see Robert growing out of it. He knew that I knew that this was a momentary spasm. I think that I would have been more worried if I hadn't realized how rapidly he was changing. I liked him very much,